Hello, hello, and welcome to the Gut Health Gladiator podcast. This is your host, Cassie Woods. I am an accidental gut health guru and have just absolutely fallen in love with sharing my answers along the way and everything that I've learned on this journey of healing my gut, rebalancing my gut-brain axis, and really just unlocking a new level of energy, mental clarity, and just optimal health, mind, body, and spirit. So you're going to get all of my best tips and tricks along the way, and let's hop into today's episode. All right, so today we are going to be talking about three foods to eat for better mood state, better mental health, better energy, mental, physical, and emotional, and just some really simple things that anyone can do no matter where you're at in your journey to really improve your overall health. Okay, so this is something that I found very interesting and really started diving into about 10-ish years ago, I would say, when I really started learning more about nutrition and how different foods that I was or wasn't eating were affecting me, and not just with my weight and what was on the outside, you know, in my appearance, but also with what was going on the inside and how I felt and how I slept and what my mood state was like and my energy levels. And it was really interesting to me because, again, this wasn't something that I was necessarily taught early on in life. But it was really interesting to me to really start to become more body aware and really realize, you know, that how food affected the way that I felt and the way that I thought and the emotions that I had, and my energy levels and all these different things. But what's really cool now in today's day and age is we do have all of this data and all of this, you know, scientific information really showing us on a biochemical level what's happening on the inside when we are or are not eating certain foods. So this is something that if you are body aware and you just kind of pay attention to how you feel, you'll notice a difference. But I always think it's very cool also to really see just the data and the science and what is happening, you know, on a biochemical level. So let's dive in. All right. Number one, the very first thing that we're going to talk about when it comes to what to eat for better mood state, better mental health, it's fiber. And if you're over in my Facebook community, which I'll go ahead and link below, or you've ever heard me talk about, you know, how to eat for gut health or how to eat for better mood, this is something that I talk a lot about and really one of the two numbers that I encourage people to focus on, and that's fiber, the other one being sugar. But fiber is a huge, you know, thing to focus on if you're really wanting to feel your best. And especially when it comes to your mood and your energy levels, it's very important to be getting in plenty of fiber. I believe the statistic is for Americans, the average American is only taking in about 8 grams of fiber per day, and the recommended minimum is about 35 grams for a woman. So if that kind of gives you an idea, and I have an exercise that I always have, and I encourage you to do this as well, is just to journal your food for a day and then add up your grams of fiber and your grams of sugar. And almost every single time, you know, when someone does this, they're just shocked at how low that their fiber intake is. And again, this is something that's super, super important. And here's why. So fiber, like complex carbohydrates that contain soluble fiber, can actually slow down the absorption of sugar into your bloodstream and increase serotonin, which is the feel-good chemical that. And both of these things, the slowing down of the absorption of sugar into your bloodstream and then also increasing your serotonin levels are going to help decrease mood swings. And actually, they're going to help with mental focus and mental clarity. So something that's super, super important that's very easy for any of us to do. And that'll lead me right into tip number two. And that is to make sure that you're getting in plenty of leafy greens, okay? So this is something that, again, it's very, very simple, an easy way to make sure that you're getting in plenty of leafy greens. And a really nice added boost of fiber is to have a big salad every day. So, or you could add a handful of kale or spinach or something along those lines into a smoothie every day. But I love having a big salad. It's just a super easy way to get in plenty of nutrients and plenty of fiber. So this is a great idea to throw something together. You don't want to just be having like iceberg lettuce or even just sticking with romaine and kind of like having the same type of leafy green every day. It's a great idea to mix in a lot of different types. So you could maybe have kale or spinach or chard or, you know, arugula or dandelion greens or, you know, kind of just mixing it up from time to time. And then I love to have a big salad, throw in some avocado, maybe some roasted sweet potato, some nuts, some sunflower seeds. Maybe throw in, you know, some cucumbers and tomatoes and just have a nice big green salad that's going to keep you full. That avocado has lots of good fiber in there. It's got that good fat. And then you have a good amount of fiber from both leafy greens and some of the other ingredients that are thrown in there. So have a big salad every day, or make sure that you're throwing in some leafy greens into some type of a smoothie, and you will see an increase in your energy levels and in your mood. And a couple of reasons that, number one, the fiber, but also the phytonutrients and just some of the vitamins and minerals that are found in those leafy greens that are just really, really great, especially the dark leafy greens. That's really, really what you want to gravitate towards. But they've been shown to help you know, increase levels of selenium, magnesium, zinc, vitamin C, and E, all of the B vitamins, all of these different things that are really, really important for your body to operate it at its best. So super, super important for brain health and for mood state. Okay. And then number three, another simple one is the omega-3 fatty acid rich foods. So things that are high in omega-3s are things like salmon, avocado actually can help with this, nuts, seeds, walnuts are really good. Just making sure that you are getting in plenty of foods that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids. And I also supplement with a really great omega supplement that is specifically geared towards brain health. I'll go ahead and link that in the show notes. But most Americans, most people, especially if you eat any type of processed or fried type foods, we're getting massively high amounts of omega-6s, and we are getting very low amounts of omega-3s. And omega-6s are actually the ones that create and cause inflammation in the body, and they're healthy and fine at a certain level, but most of us are getting way too many and not getting enough of the omega-3s. So making sure that you're eating foods consistently that are high in omega-3s to balance out that omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. And then also, if you're like me and you really want to, you know, take your brain health to the optimal state and really feel your best, and if you also secretly don't really like fish that much, that's me. I don't know. I like salmon, and my brother fishes, so we always have like wild caught salmon in the freezer from him. And I do like tuna, but just in small doses. So for me, fish is just not something that I'm going to be eating, you know, two times a week. So I supplement, and maybe that's you, but supplementing with a really, really good omega supplement, and I'll link my favorite in the show notes below. But that's it, guys. So super simple. Number one is to make sure that you're getting in plenty of fiber. A good rule of thumb is 30 to 35 grams. If you are a woman, this is super simple. I just track my food every once in a while. I don't do it every single day, but I track my food and then just make sure, you know, that I'm gravitating towards those whole plant-based, you know, real food, something that either grew on a tree or came from the ground, that has plenty of vitamins, nutrients, and fiber inside of it. And then number two is making sure that you're getting in plenty of leafy greens. You're getting in those vitamins, those nutrients, those minerals that you need for optimal brain health. And then number three is just to make sure that you are getting in enough omega-3 fatty acids. And again, this can be from supplementation and from food. So I do both. We do eat, you know, a lot of nuts, seeds, avocados, healthy oils, different things like that. And then we have fish probably 2 to 3 times per month. And then we supplement with a really, really great, my husband and myself and both the girls, we supplement with a really great omega-3 supplement. So I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, feel free to send me a message. I will link in the show notes where you can find me on social media. And hey, have an amazing day.